instituted a lot of things. It basically it tightened up the expectations for when information can be classified. It put some additional restrictions on what information can be classified, and it also put some additional restrictions on the types of information that can be exempted from declassification at 25 years.
But to what end? What is the purpose for that?
Well, the end is hopefully to avoid what people refer to as overclassification, holding down the amount of information that gets classified in the first place.
And so what have you found in terms of agencies' compliance with that order in the first year measured?
In terms of overclassification, we haven't been able to get at that issue just yet. The agencies are still in the implementation phase. As our report points out, a lot of the agencies are still working on their implementing regulations that implement these changes. In some agencies, that can take quite a while. But we have been looking at how the agencies are doing their declassification work, and we've been able to get them to improve their policies and procedures in that regard over the last 3 years.
So does that mean then most agencies have missed that compliance deadline?
Basically, yes. What happened was on the same day that the president signed the executive order, he also signed a memorandum that said that all agencies had to have their regulations in final form and published 180 days after our office published the new ISU directive, as it's referred to, or the Code of Federal Regulations 32 CFR Part 2001 that implements the order. So that happened on the 25th of June of last year. So the agencies had 180 days from that day, which basically, you know, works out to about the 22nd of December. Some of the agencies made that, as our report, you know, pointed out, at this, as of last month, 19 out of 41.
So there's really two issues going on. That is the agency's progress in creating these new regulations, and then there's also the progress they had in classifying or declassifying. Those are kind of separate, correct?
Well, we see them as linked because what happens at an agency is if the new policies have to be in the agency's regulations, because when people tend to do their day-to-day jobs, they tend to pull out and refer to their own agency's regulations before anything else. So if it's not in their agency regulations, then what happens is the workforce might be generally unaware of what their expectations are.
You had mentioned 19 F41 made that deadline. That's not quite half.
That's right.
Why so hard?
Well, I should point out that one of the things the agencies were required to do was, prior to the publication of their regulations, they were required to provide drafts to us for us to review. And we did do that. Well, we got back to all the agencies with comments on their drafts. But in the October timeframe, we were finished with that. So they did all provide us drafts, but the problem is that in some large agencies, the publication of an official agency regulation can be very time-consuming. There's a lot of different offices that have to review it and approve it. And so, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough deadline for a lot of them to meet. And it's not a case that they've been ignoring the deadline. Like I said, they have all started drafts. We know because we've seen the drafts and we've commented on the drafts. And we hope that within a couple more months that they'll be a lot farther along in being finished with their publication of the regulations.
But for those who missed the deadline, is there a penalty?
Well, only being mentioned by us, that's really the only penalty. So what you're seeing in our annual report is really the only penalty that we're able to hit anybody with.
We're speaking with Bill Cira. He's the acting director of the Information Security Oversight Office at NARA. And getting to the classification itself, there's a lot of numbers that you've provided, but generally give us an idea of the trend.
the trend in the last couple of years has been going up, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that a couple of years ago we asked agencies to change their methodology for counting and reporting. And you have to keep in mind that in a lot of cases, this is a difficult thing to do, and that a lot of it has to be done with sampling methodologies. And a couple of years ago, we asked the agencies to expand their counting in the electronic environment to include even email messages. And so that's why we've been seeing some dramatic increases in the numbers that have been reported. Such as last year there were 54 million derivative classification actions reported, and this year it's up to 76 million, whereas before it was running around 23 million per year. So, and as our report points out, we had to kind of change the way we did these things because people in the classified, the agencies that do a lot of classifying, they like to use the same electronic tools that a lot of us use these days, such as email, web pages, blogs, wikis, bulletin boards, instant messaging. So the things that work for us in the normal world, they've also discovered works for them in terms of being able to communicate quickly with the people that they collaborate with in producing analytical products, and also in disseminating information to the people who need it. So a lot of it has been a benefit toward information sharing of classified products that people need.
So if you correct for the difference in reporting systems and kind of calculate that out, is agency classification going down as the president wants?
Well, that's going to be remains to be seen, because as we pointed out in our report, because we made this change a couple of years ago, it's going to take a while for that to level out to the point where we'll have to create a new baseline for counting. And I think it's going to take at least another year, maybe 2 years, before we can get to that point where we have sort of a new baseline where we can start seeing a real accurate trend.
Is there any one agency that you would say, take a look at what they've done to create new regulations to comply with the executive order?
Well, the Director of National Intelligence might be a good example. Most of the agencies that have done so far tend to be not the largest agencies. I guess the one large agency that did pretty well by starting to get some regulations out was the Department of Energy. The rest of them were on the small side.
And what's next on your agenda? What happens now?
Well, we're going to be following up with the agencies on where they stand right now later this month. We have to keep the pressure on, because even though the deadline that was levied upon the agencies was a pretty tight deadline and a pretty hard deadline, we need to keep on top of it, because back in 2003, there was an amendment to the executive order at the time, which was 12958, and a couple of the large agencies never did finish issuing their implementing regulations after that amendment was done, and we don't want to see a repeat of that. So we have to keep looking and looking and make sure that that all this gets done, because as I said earlier, all the other changes that have occurred have to flow from that. So it's very important that that happens.